Meanwhile, a lot of Perth are very excited in a packed house that is going to be at NIB Stadium to see an historic test between Australia and New Zealand. And I'm sure that Todd Greenberg, who is the NRL CEO, is absolutely ecstatic that we've got a full house and we've seen the great support here in Western Australia. G'day, Todd.
Morning, guys. I am ecstatic. Really looking forward to tonight. First time we've ever played a test match in Perth, so very excited and really pleased that we've got a full house, so it should be a fantastic event.
Look, you've had a significant amount of club matches out here in Western Australia. They've been really well supported, and you know, you must be really buoyant with the future of the game out west. And I know every time we get you on the radio, we ask you about when we can have our own team, and we've had the Reds in the past. It's something that seems to be, if it keeps with this sort of momentum, that it should be sooner rather than later, Todd.
Well, certainly we are pleased. I mean, the games that we've brought here through the Telstra Premiership over the last couple of years have been very successful. Clearly bringing a test match for the first time is a fantastic step forward. And as you all know, in 2019, we'll bring the biggest sporting event in the country to town, which will be the State of Origin. We'll play that at the brand new Perth Stadium, which I was fortunate enough to have a good walk around yesterday for a few hours. And that will be something absolutely spectacular for the people of Perth. And we've made some clear comments this week as we've been here along with our chairman about expansion for us is not necessarily at the NRL level at the moment. We all believe that to make the franchise really successful long term, you've got to build from the ground up, which is why we're working really hard on participation here. And we've had great success in participation, both in boys and girls rugby league. But we'll continue to do the work that's required, and we'll have a look at what happens for expansion later in the future.
Todd, Kim Hagdon is my name. So what would be an example of part of that strategy and your business plan for growth in Western Australia prior to, as you say, preceding any team here?
Well, in simple terms, most people will see the NRL competition, which has 16 teams across the country in New Zealand, but below that sits two clear competitions, which are effectively like a second-tier competition, run primarily between New South Wales and Queensland. And some of the teams that have come in there in recent years as part of expansion have been Papua New Guinea, now playing one of those competitions. We're closely monitoring the opportunity to bring more Pacific teams in, like Fiji. And we see the opportunity for Perth to provide a team into one of those state-based competitions, which is ultimately the feeder into the National Rugby League. And that's the first step. So as I say, if we build from the ground up, then ultimately the day that we provide an additional NRL franchise, we're well positioned. And look, the other part is that our great strength and success over the last couple of years has been the 16 teams in the NRL competition, very tight competition, margins are small. And that's very, very important for the value of the competition, both through our broadcasters and also through crowds and membership. So we're very conscious of making sure we run a very tight elite competition, but continue to build from below that.
So expanding out of, say, Western Australia, would that include some funding for pathways, even into youth development?
Yeah, absolutely. And that will include from, you know, junior rugby league, as in grassroots participation, right through to the elite development of 16s and 18s. Some of those teams already have pathways directly into those state-based competitions. It's taking it to the next level for under-20s players and then ultimately in that second division. And what we're very determined to do is try to keep kids at home for longer, which really, you know, assists the welfare portfolio of young boys as they start to make their way through their elite programs, but giving them a very clear definition of how you can make it into the NRL from wherever you might be, anywhere in the country. That piece of work we're doing right now.
Equalisation has been one of the platforms for the AFL, and they had a winner which you know, dated back to the 50s, and it was very similar in the NRL this year, Todd. Are you satisfied with the competitiveness of the teams and the rules that you've got in place to try and keep it a level playing field in your competition?
Yeah, we're very pleased. We made some very key decisions 24 months ago in relation to the on-field part of rugby league. So things like a reduction of interchange went really to the core of making sure fatigue plays a part in the game, and all body shapes and sizes continue to thrive. That has borne real fruit for us over the last year and a half, where margins have never been closer. We've had more one-point games and more extra-time golden point games than ever before in the history of the sport in the last 2 years. So we're very pleased. You know, teams over the last 3 years that have won our competition, the Sharks this year, the Cowboys last year, both their inaugural premierships for their clubs. And in the last four grand finals in the NRL, we've had eight teams, eight different teams.
that gives you some idea that it is very difficult to predict at the beginning of the year, and that cuts to the real core of what we stand for, which is close competitive football, where every supporter and every member of every club thinks their team is a chance as they go into the start of each year.
What's your view on the shoulder charge controversy? Do you have to look at that post-season?
We will always have some of those sorts of discussions in our sport, but we did run into some problems this year around our match review and judiciary. And, you know, I've said regularly that I think what we've done over the years is make some things quite complex in the game, and we need to understand that simplicity is your friend most of the times. And if it looks like a shoulder charge, sounds like a shoulder charge, usually it is. So I think if wherever we can simplify that, particularly for the fans, we should be.
Mate, obviously had contact on the back of litigation that took place over there in America is paramount. Yeah. And we've seen it introduced into all of our contact sports. And I'm presuming that, you know, a lot of the reasons why you're making the rule changes that you have and other codes have is obviously for those very reasons, hey, to make it a safer playing field.
Absolutely. I mean, we know we play a collision sport, and that's part of rugby league's DNA and always will be, but you simply can't attack or have contact with a player's head on the opposition. There are clear rules and determinants in that place, but what we have done over the last couple of years very, very strongly, and working with a number of the codes, including the AFL and rugby and soccer, is develop concussion policies and develop some very clear guidelines with our chief medical officer and across all sports to ensure that there's some guidelines which are very transparent about how we do that and how we report on that. So clearly it's a challenge, and it's a challenge for all contact sports, but I think we've made significant progress in that space.
Todd, help me cross-pollinate a little bit here with a bit of an AFL bias. How do you make money out of the stadium in 2019 with a State of Origin match? And if you do, is that the sort of funding that you'll churn back into WA rugby?
Well, it's certainly it's a strong commercial outcome for our sport based on our principal agreements with both government and tourism here.
Yep.
I mean, to give you some feel, we played State of Origin in Melbourne at the MCG last year in 2015,
mm-hmm.
attracted a crowd of 95,000. And of that 95,000, just under 40,000 travelled from interstate.
Right.
So you can determine from that the significant economic impact that we will bring to the city when we come here in 2019. So obviously quite lucrative for tourism and government here, and we expect that to be a real shot in the arm for the city. But clearly the money that we will generate across our sport, but particularly with the question you've asked in relation to Perth, is money that is distributed back out. So we are ultimately a sport that looks to generate commercial returns and put that back in. And where that money goes is really a primary mix between our clubs in the elite game, but in our grassroots, because we want to make sure that we fund not just the primary states where our game is strongest, New South Wales and Queensland, but across what we call our affiliate states, which is the Northern Territory, South Australia, Western Australia, where we're seeing phenomenal growth, particularly in junior participation and also, really pleasingly, in female participation.
And just on that, though, if you've committed to the 2019 State of Origin at the stadium,
mm-hmm.
do you as a business get a clean stadium? Are you guaranteed that that is your stadium for that event, or is that negotiable?
No, we're guaranteed the stadium and the date. What we will now work through with the stadium operators and with government is the hiring terms and all those sorts of specific commercial terms, which are obviously, you know, pretty important on the outcome of the success of the event. But we have committed to the event, and we've committed to government and tourism on that date.
Thanks very much, Todd. We're really pleased, and we're looking forward to the contest tonight. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for your time, guys. Thanks for your support of the sport. We appreciate it very much.
Will you win tonight? Will we win tonight?
We better.
We being the Kangaroos, I'm assuming.
Yeah, we're all Australian. We're all Kangaroos.
Well, I tell you one thing, people telling me that hometown support might be very strong for the Kiwis with
all
the expats here, so let's hope the best team wins and we're not talking about anything other than the players.
Get off the fence. See you, Pickett.
Go the Kangaroos.
Todd Greenberg, the NRL CEO.